Yeah, the matter of Saturday, basically to do two things. So, certainly to see how they can fast track the deployment of regional troops under the aegis of AFISMA in Mali to support the Malian armed forces and the French forces. And secondly, to take stock of the ongoing process for deployment of AFISMA. And of course, that's within the context of the decision of House of State of 19, in which they ask them to follow up to see how this can be done as expeditiously as possible, considering that with the effort by the Islamists to move southward, we are now compelled to fast-track the deployment.
With a surge in troop level to approximately 5,000 or more, what do they want to achieve by that?
It has become obvious that we need beyond the 3,300 original pledges that we had to deal with the situation in the north. And it's on that basis that they have revised their calculation, and now they're talking about 5,000, 6,000 troops. And of course, don't forget that we also have the Chadians who are coming with about 2,000. And then so one or two other African countries have a clear indication that they also want to contribute. But what is important is that there should be an expeditious deployment so that we can support the French and the Malians who are making quite some progress in dealing with the situation in the north. And we need some men, some boots on the ground to hold territory. That's why they move on with the flushing out the Islamists.
Now, one question most people are asking is, with this troop surge and the African-led troops on the ground, will they be in a combat role, just like the Malian forces and the French forces there? Will they support, will they play an active combat role in this fight?
Of course, they are equipped for combat roles. Chapter 7, U.S. Security Council Mandate 2085, necessarily requires them to go for peace enforcement. So they are prepared for it, and that's what they are equipped for. What we have said is that we needed some support from the international community to plug the gaps that we have identified, the ability to function effectively. And it is in that sense that one will have to appreciate the role of the French in bringing their muscle to support the effort and to build them as expeditiously as the situation requires.
Is ECOWAS prepared after these Islamists are defeated and Mali is restored to its territorial integrity? What next?
What next? The political process. You know, there are two tracks on this. One was to restore the territorial integrity, which has been imposed on us now by way of the response of the Islamists and Christianists in March. Now we have to respond quicker than we anticipated. The original expectation was that this was not going to happen until perhaps August, September. But now with the advance of the Islamists, we now have to deal with the situation. We have to respond to a situation that is evolving. When this is resolved, we'll have to go back to the political process to develop a roadmap that will enable Malians to restore democratic governance, have a president that is elected, have a national parliament that is elected, and have an inclusive process that gives everybody a sense of belonging, that gives everybody some sense of satisfaction, and that is sustainable in the long run. The original roadmap, it was under the original roadmap, there was the expectation that we're going to have elections March, April. Of course, that's not feasible now. So we'll now have to have Malians talk to each other to develop a roadmap that is feasible and that will, at the end, produce a president and produce a national assembly and produce elected officials that will help to entrench their democracy.
Donors conference today, please. All right, so what is the target now?
The target is about $500 million to enable us to deal with two levels. One, to deal with the logistic and other requirements of AFISMA from the ECOWAS level, and secondly, to be able to support the Malian armed forces, capacity building and the logistics that they require, both in the short term and in the medium term, to improve their capacity to be able to deal with the challenges of securing their country.
Ah, wonderful.
So the idea of the donors and table, it's going to happen on the margins of the AU summit, is the fact that we want to leverage the presence of so many of our partners there as a first step. We are hoping that there will be a follow-up donors roundtable that will take place in February in Brussels. Hopefully both of them will start to get quite some significant contributions to be able to support the force.